This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Officials and NGOs express deep concerns about Holtec. On Tuesday, June 23rd, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, held a webinar and invited telephone comments on the draft Environmental Impact Statement, DEIS, for a nuclear waste storage facility that Holtec proposes to build halfway between Carlsbad and Hobbs. Holtec applied for a license to store all of the nation's most radioactive spent fuel from commercial nuclear power plants. Over 20 years, Holtec proposes to ship 10,000 canisters to the site by railroads, passing through more than 40 states. In 2012, officials in Eddy and Lee counties announced that a private company would submit a license application in March 2013. In December 2015, Holtec told the NRC that it would submit the license application in June 2016 so that the facility could begin operating in 2020. The application was submitted in March 2017 and stated that NRC's license would be issued in 2019 and that construction would begin by March 2020. The webinar was the first comment meeting on the DEIS. Many commenters requested that, because of the pandemic, face-to-face meetings be held after the discovery of a vaccine. For 5.5 hours, people from more than a dozen states weighed the benefits to New Mexico of waste storage against its potential hazards and considered what it would mean for the state. Many commenters noted that the DEIS does not adequately address transportation in New Mexico or nationwide, since it states, quote, because no arrangements regarding which nuclear power plants will ship waste, the details regarding the specific routes that would be used also are not known at this time, end quote. Many commenters stated that the storage could be permanent because there is no disposal site. They reminded the NRC that this is why the law requires that a permanent repository be selected before the designation of an interim facility like Holtec, and this has not been done. They pointed out that the DEIS considers impacts for 40 years, while Holtec plans to operate the facility for at least 120 years. Others noted that the DEIS rejected consideration of improved storage at or near the nuclear plants, so the only alternative considered was the Holtec site, even though the law requires consideration of all reasonable alternatives. Many commenters, reflecting on racial and environmental justice, felt that New Mexico, as one of the poorest states in the nation, is being considered a quote-unquote throwaway state for waste that others don't want. Both James Kinney, Secretary of the Environment Department, and Sarah Cottrell Probst, Secretary of the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department, found the DEIS technically inadequate for many reasons and reiterated that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham strongly opposes the project. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.